Tourism is a $3 billion a year industry in the scenic Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. The area is known for its wine vineyards, trout fishing, and around this time of year, leaf peeping. But a controversial plan to store byproducts of fracking operations in salt caverns on Seneca Lake has many residents concerned. Julie Grant from Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports.
Driving around Seneca Lake, evidence of industry is everywhere.
You have to try our rosé.
The wine industry, that is. There are fields upon fields of grapevines, wineries, and tasting rooms nestled along the lakeside.
My name is Lou Damiani. I'm co-owner of Damiani Wine Cellars here on beautiful Seneca Lake.
Damiani grew up around here. He and his partner started clearing land and planting grapes in the early 1990s.
And realized the revolution that was taking place here in the grapes we could grow and the wines we could produce.
The region has been named a top destination for wine lovers. Many tourists also boat and fish on Seneca Lake, a deep and salty lake that supplies drinking water to 100,000 people. Looking out the tasting room window over the grapevines, Damiani points across the lake to the U.S. salt plant. He and others who work and live here are concerned about a project under consideration by the New York Department of Environmental Conservation to store fuels in the salt caverns. Salt is packaged and shipped out at the plant in Watkins Glen for pharmaceuticals, cleaning, and table salt. It's been mined under Seneca Lake for over 100 years. The company that's now called Crestwood bought U.S. Salt in 2008. Crestwood declined an interview for this story, but put me in touch with Mike Gilbert, a union worker at the plant.
I work in the shipping department. I've been here for about 15 years now.
Gilbert says to get the salt, they pump millions of gallons of water down thousands of feet into the caverns at high pressure. The salt dissolves in the water, then they pump it back up.
It's a brine. Brine is a liquid. It looks just like water. You wouldn't know unless you actually taste it that it's very salty.
The brine is stored in open ponds or pits. It's heated to evaporate the water. Crestwood wants to use the salt caverns to store natural gas and other byproducts from fracked wells in neighboring Pennsylvania.
What they're proposing to do is put propane down in there.
The company already stores natural gas in the salt caverns, and it wants to expand that capacity and also store 1.5 million barrels of propane. Gilbert says the United Steelworkers support the project. Crestwood plans to add up to 17 full-time jobs.
We are Seneca Lake! We are Seneca Lake!
But a lot of people don't think it's worth the risk. More than 600 have been arrested protesting Crestwood during the 7 years its storage plans have been under consideration. They regularly stand at the company's front gates. David Braun of California recently joined them.
I am risking arrest with you all today because of disasters with gas storage that I have seen up close. Don't let it happen here.
Braun is talking about a huge leak from Aliso Canyon outside Los Angeles, where natural gas is stored in depleted oil fields. It spewed methane into the air for nearly 4 months before being plugged in February.
Like the facility here at Seneca Lake, the Aliso Canyon facility was created from unlined holes in the ground that were never engineered to store anything, let alone highly pressurized, flammable gas.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has already approved the natural gas expansion project, and the New York Department of Environmental Conservation found last year that opponents have not provided adequate proof to back up their concerns. Meanwhile, Crestwood has responded to the community by scaling back its proposal, eliminating plans to store 600,000 barrels of butane and reducing propane storage by nearly a third. It also dropped a controversial plan to bring in fuels by rail.
Sawmill Creek Vineyards, this is Tina.
But many local people are still worried about the project's impact on water quality. Tina Hazlett manages a vineyard here that's been in her husband's family since 1852.
We're already, Seneca Lake is the saltiest lake in the Finger Lakes, and it's because of those salt caverns.
She points to research that shows moving pressurized fuels in and out of the salt caverns could raise the salinity of the lake and make it unusable as drinking water.
They're telling people if you're young or elderly or have had blood pressure, don't drink this water. There's no other water source. So, you know, what are people supposed to do?
But supporters of Crestwood's plans, including the county legislature where all this has been debated, say the only holdup is politics. They're waiting for Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's already banned fracking in New York, to make a decision. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.